Now we move on to the chart, which is it's in the T-Theory Confidence Indicator. It's just borrowed the concept from what is the best known confidence indicator of this type, the Barron's Confidence Indicator. A little story and a background to this. A good friend of mine who has a very intuitive view of the stock market is a big believer in the Barron's Confidence Index. He started his investment career when somebody sold him a mutual fund in the late 1960s, and explained the great virtues of owning equities on the uptrend. Well, that was the beginnings of a major top. So he soon found out that the market trends were very abrupt, and bull markets could change over into bear markets. And so he began looking for an indicator that would help him gauge whether the cycle was favorable or unfavorable. And at that time, Barron's had set up for a very long time. They've been following an indicator of the performance of high-yield, low-quality bonds versus high-quality, low-yield bonds. And it's very easy to interpret those as everybody wants the highest yield in the bond market. So if they have confidence, they always go for the high yields and don't worry too much about the risk. But if things start to look shaky, they retreat away from the risky bonds, willing to give up the high yields, and they want to go just for a steady lower yield. What I did was I decided to manufacture the indicator using stockcharts.com's ability to form ratios by using the colon between two fund symbols, which I've done here, and you put a colon between them, it'll form the ratio. The ratio in the chart you see here is those little dots that look like somebody's dropped salt and pepper down in a trace that's very erratic. They like to change the colors when the days are up or down and stuff like that, but you can follow along. That's where the indicator is. My chart doesn't necessarily going to show you a lot of detail because it's difficult to tell what it's doing right now because it's kind of scattered and so forth. But it is a good predictive indicator, and it does tell you a lot about what's going on in the market without having to delve into, listen to a lot of forecasters, buy letters, and stuff like that. Because the confidence indicator, when it's rising, people are generally very confident, and that translates, even though it's a bond indicator, that translates well into the stock market. And it very often has leading tendencies. And on the basis of his experience, if he found out that technically the way that you plot the indicator out, it looked like a top, then he was suspicious that the market would be entering a weak phase, and that was usually right. If the market was in a weak phase, but he saw that the indicator was turning up or was technically making a double bottom or something else that was confirming a double bottom, that you had a genuine prospects for an improvement in what appeared to be a very risky situation, and if you waited for a while, that would tend to work its way in the market. I have to make some changes in this chart, and I probably won't get around to it mentioning it in any great detail until sometime next month. But even now, I'm starting to follow it, and I have you'll see some notes I've added to the basic chart in terms of the short-term moving average, which is the blue one, and the red moving average, which is a longer moving average, and then the little scattered things is in there. There's also a big oscillator down at the bottom, which has rising bottoms, which is potentially bullish, and there's some bottoms in the upper oscillator and so forth. That doesn't necessarily mean that things are getting better, you're entering a bull market or anything, but it's definitely an improvement going on. And that's where you have the conflict with the daily indicators in the channel. And so we have to resolve that. But I just want to take you through what the indicator said, what it's doing now, and more importantly, you have to wait until you get the trading range settled out into the green dashed line before you make any judgments here, because this improvement we're seeing is like the improvement that occurred in mid-March. It could be like the one in mid-March where the thing improved for a while, and then it just rolled over and died as the Rubini problem started to show, projected problems started to show up. So this could be just a hesitation, so don't read too much into this. But if you want to get down to the exact use of this, you do have to watch this indicator against the daily indicator chart in order to figure out what's going to happen. So let's just first take a run through. You'll notice that as you enter the year 07, it was generally trending up until we got to June, and then it fell away, indicating a serious problem. The market then went up into September, then into October, according to the long-term T projection, and actually made a double top, but it was a token new high. However, this indicator never followed it up, and that's probably because the Bear Stearns problem was a signal right away that there was a problem in the financial sector. But the fact that it is a negative divergence is an indication that you're entering a bearish trend. It then fell in a series of three waves down and bottomed in March, turned up through the blue line, which is generally taken to mean that it could be going someplace. Often it tops, a bear market rallies top out at the red line, which is a little penetration there. Then it started to roll over into the big decline phase, which is actually more prominent in here than it started out in the stock market, but then the market caught up with it, with the indications in here. Now, at the end of at the middle of December, it suddenly started to pop up and has recently come just a little bit above the blue line. So if you ask the question, how come so many of the recent bears are turning bullish, and why does the market seem to want to forget about the problem? It's because there is a they have their own reasons for saying what it is, but generally speaking, people are concluding that the risk is in the high yields is less than it was, and so there's an improvement. So there's a migration of money away from low yielding but very secure treasury bonds, and I picked a bond that has about a 10-year maturity, so that to match the equity income fund. And so far, it looks like it's turning up, and that's where you're getting these false signals, and tendency to get these false signals. People are trying to be bullish according to this indicator, and it is being reflected in the rally. What you have to find out, though, is whether or not this rally that we've seen so far isn't going to run into some Rabini-type problem, and it's going to come down and make a double bottom and then turn up. That's another pattern. My friend calls them rabbit ears. That's what he used to call them. He didn't know what technical patterns were, but he called them rabbit ears. And rabbit ears are one possibility. Another possibility is actually that this indicator is quite strong. And even though we do see a decline in the S&P 500 down to the dashed green line, this thing holds on true. You would never want to bet on this one because Rabini's already saying that you've got four of the U.S. top banks are in receivership. And it could be that if some of that news hits, people will shake it off as they shake off these problems, which they have been doing for the last 6 weeks or so. But there isn't any guarantee of that because there's a lot of people that don't believe that. And so I would say it's sort of an interesting situation, which is why I brought up the indicator. I thought the indicator is going to be very useful, but I had to track it back for 10 years, and I have to find a different bond fund because this bond fund has only been in existence since 04. And then I have to plot out the charts, and I have to look to see what has leading indications or whether it's just double bottoms or prevalent or double tops or divergences. What are the ways that you usually find out that this is a predictive indicator? So we'll probably get around to that in the March and April time period. You kind of need to know whether it's saying anything the next time we get an oversold condition because it's possible you could go down to the green line and find out that you've got a new selling condition and it's not making a double bottom, it's just going to go through again. Everything is possible. You know, see the double bottom, it fails and goes right through and the bear market resumes right away, or it stays strong and you're going to get a turn, a pretty good turn. So that's the summary of what we have here, and that pretty well concludes what I have to offer for this week. I hope you found the ideas are all pretty interesting, I think, and I'm sure that we'll make good use for them going forward. Thank you.